Quiet Mind, Day 17, Purpose Without Pressure, How to Move Toward Your Goals Without Abandoning the Present. You're absolutely right. Having a sense of direction gives your life shape and focus. Without it, you can drift. But here's the twist. Purpose doesn't have to mean sacrificing the present moment on the altar of a future goal. In fact, the most powerful purpose arises from the present, not in opposition to it. Think of your life as having two tracks, an outer journey and an inner one. The outer journey involves setting goals, solving problems, achieving things. It operates in time. The inner journey happens now. It's not about what you're doing, but how you're being while doing it. The outer journey is where you're going. The inner journey is how fully you're alive on the way. Most people mistake their outer purpose for their reason for being. They think happiness lies on the other side of accomplishment. But the truth is, the step you're taking right now is the only step that ever exists. When you're present with that one step, no matter how small, it becomes infused with power, peace, and even beauty. That's inner purpose. That's real success. And what if you fail at your outer goals? Well, if you're rooted in presence, that failure won't destroy you. In fact, you may even laugh because you'll have already won at the only game that matters, being fully here, fully alive. As for the past, the deep conditioning, the early wounds, the collective baggage, it's real, yes, but you don't have to dig it all up to heal. The past lives on only as thoughts, emotions, and reactions right now. So if you stay present with what arises, you're meeting the past as it shows up, and that's enough. Presence dissolves it. Time won't heal it. Presence will. Sure, understanding patterns can be helpful. You may have a sudden insight that explains a whole string of self-sabotage or dysfunctional relationships dynamics. Great, but don't chase that insight. Let it come naturally. Keep your focus here, now. Feel what's happening in your body. Watch your mind without judgment. That's the work. That's the healing. The past can't survive the light of presence, and the future can't save you. The only real transformation happens in the now. That's not a spiritual slogan. That's a practical truth. So walk your path, set your goals, dream your dreams, but don't let them eclipse the only thing that's real, this breath, this moment, this step.